Jesse's twice the man you are in here.
Homosexual.
Just another day in the calendar, yes, yes, y'all. Up in the club, wearing my lavender mesh vest. Sat down next to this kid, a hung youngster. Wearing a t-shirt that said, come, come, still. I took him home, being something of a mighty funster. And we did the monster mash like the monsters. It wasn't no thing, but boy, did I lurch. When he got up in the morning, got dressed and went to church. Just the night before, he'd offered me his after breach. And now we had a master preach and a class to teach. Damn, he's a minister. He kicks a Jesus Christ style. And now I feel like he must have been judging me in my lifestyle. For real though, a minister. I wonder what the reason is. Where have all the cowboys gone? The drag queens and hedonists. Come to think of it, I can hardly even remember the last time I wore fetish gear, even as late as September. Shit, am I getting old? My abs have started to soften. I better get down to the YMCA more often. These days I use caution. But I used to be reckless. I had it 8 times a week. Had a straight boy checklist. Used to have coffee and sausage for breakfast. Best of all, never had a moment of concern for words like cholesterol. Testosterone was my chemical of choice. I was high and lust. Iron cock and balls. I suppose even iron rust. Hey, let's not go nuts. I still look damn good. Still haven't got any doubts as to my manhood. I'm down to like put it in the place where you sit on. I'm going downtown tonight and I better get hit on. Home alone again, 29 years, 364 days after my birth. I need another life here. I like my life right here. Your average white queer. But looking back at my childhood, seems like light years. Lost the size of my beers at school. I'm glad that's behind me, but will anyone ever think I'm beautiful when I'm 90? Not to put it too finely, I've been so concerned with getting cuter. I never made any kind of plans for the future. Never learned about computers or long-term investments. Blindly living hand-to-mouth, avoiding the big questions. Felt like I was destined to remain a swinging bachelor, but these one-night stands have started to leave me empty. I wanna call my mom, but she seems so uncomfortable. She never really thought my lifestyle choice was wonderful. Under all the hurt though, I know she still cares about her baby boy. Though for all conditions and whereabouts I should call her. It's been like 2 years or thereabouts, cause last time I was so hurt when she got up and my hair about wasn't I on it yet? Time to be bland, average, and give a grandchildren shit. What do I look like? Dan Savage? I feel more like Buddy Coleman. Being a stereotype bothers me. It's been a struggle for me to fit in where I go like sodomy. Oh, it's getting late, I'm sober enough. It's time for Betty Bye. There'll be plenty of time for introspection when my thoughts are more steady. I know it's Betty, but right now, hurts me the worst way to be a single gay male on my 30th birthday.